As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
Well, Lois is all stressed out because she is going wedding venue shopping this weekend with two sets of parents that have very different ideas when it comes to money and budget. So we will get to her in just one second.
Yeah, and we're using a fake name, and Tommy always asks them about like their favorite movie or TV show. I'm assuming she's a Superman fan.
Wrong.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Yes.
All right, we'll get to that in just one second. All right, before I deliver these statistics to you guys, I need to test the room. Kristen, are you a cup half full or half empty person?
My cup runneth over.
Your cup runneth over. Full, Cassie.
Full.
Full. Mo.
Full.
Full.
Half empty.
Half empty. Okay. For the full people.
You really?
Yeah.
You don't strike me as an empty.
Me neither.
I live in worst case scenario land. Like, I'm always thinking, what is the worst thing that could happen?
Gotcha. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So for cuppeth half fulleth people. So I wrote this book called Listenable, and it's about podcasting content and delivery, and it launched this week. I got some numbers this week on how many have been sold. Cup half fulleth. My book is number 4 in the media and communications industry category.
Whoa!
Okay. All right.
Crack the top 5, baby.
Crack the top 5, all right? In communication skills, Listenable is 75.
Not bad.
Not bad, right? All right. That's cup half fulleth, right? Empty. That means, this is the real statistic, my book launched at 14,572nd place this week.
Woo!
Top 15K, baby!
Top 15,000, baby!
Yes, sir.
That means almost 15,000 books were sold more than mine this week.
Wow, there's a lot of people writing books.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You know, or at least...
I feel like I should read more.
Right.
Or I at least read them, okay? So that is cup half fulleth and half emptieth. When I pass it on over to Abby here, nothing but good news on her podcast. Listen to this.
Oh, it's my turn. So yeah, I'm...
Yeah, you, Abby.
So, guys,
that's me throwing it off to you.
I thought you were about to start listing off statistics, and I was like, tell me how good my podcast is doing. So, Cassie sends me an email this morning, let me know how the breakup breakdown is doing, and there's a list, and she goes, congratulations, you cracked the top 10, and my eyes immediately go to the Slovenia charts, and I go, I'm number 7 in Slovenia!
Yay!
But then I saw that I'm actually number 10 in America.
How about that?
On the relationships chart. I'm very excited about that.
Awesome. Congratulations.
So her podcast is all about like nasty breakups. She interviews the people in the nasty breakup and it's drama at its finest.
Oh, it's it really so is. Good. If you love like a juicy small town gossip piece of information, you are going to eat this up.
No. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Slovenia is so happy.
Yes.
Found out.
I love my Slovenian fans.
You know what? If you bought Bert's book, maybe you would have been number 6 in Slovenia.
Reading it over break.
All right, Lois. So what is going on? It should be a great time. It should be an exciting time. You checking out wedding venues this weekend, but you're all stressed out about it.
I'm very stressed out about it because I just don't want to make my parents uncomfortable with my future mother-in-law being there for, like, the financial discussion of the venue. But I also don't want to hurt my future mother-in-law's feelings because we have such a close relationship. So, and I want her to be involved in the wedding planning stuff because, like, it's not just my wedding. It's her son's wedding, too. So I just don't know how to go about having that conversation of, like, maybe you can come the next time and we can go see it again when it's already booked. There's not like financial discussion.
Well, let's get to the root of the problem here. What is your stress about the financial discussions that could happen if everybody's there at the same time?
Well, I don't want to make my parents uncomfortable like talking about finances in front of her, as well as the fact that my dad is like a very frugal person, so I know that it's not going to be just like a quick conversation of like, okay, where do I sign? Like, he's going to be asking very detailed questions. He's probably going to want to think about it, and it could even, you know, last a lot longer than anticipated, versus I know kind of their like style of things. They would probably just be like, okay, like, where do we sign? Like, it doesn't need, like, it wouldn't be a whole, you know, super long talk about it.
So your parents are planning on paying for the wedding and they do fine for themselves, but your fiance's family does very well for themselves. Is there a potential if she comes venue perusing with you guys that she would be like, I want to cover this because this is where I think they should get married?
I don't know. She's offered to, like, she wants to plan me an engagement party and stuff like that, which my parents want to do, but she's offered to, you know, cover some of the cost and things like that. And they're pretty frugal people too, but it's like a different meanings of frugal, I guess you could say. So I'm just worried, because I don't want her to be there, and then I'm like, okay, we're going into the office, talk about financials, sit outside on the bench, and just wait here. Hmm. But
I wonder if you are stressing out about something that isn't going to happen.
She's creating a scenario in her head.
Creating a scenario. What's the old saying? Like, in my lifetime, I've had a lot of stresses and 90% of them never happened.
Yeah.
You know? In your mind, what do you think is going to happen? There's just going to be an uncomfortableness that one is going to suggest a number, then the other one is going to say, I'm just not comfortable with that number.
Yeah. So I guess I'm kind of anxious if maybe the number is not what my parents are expecting and there's going to have to be more discussion about it, but maybe in her mind she's thinking, you know, well, it's a wedding venue. Of course it's going to be this number or what you have it, you know. So I just don't. And then I feel like if she were to offer to cover some things, maybe that would make my parents feel uncomfortable and then just feel like, no, we'll just do it or... Well, and they have a good relationship, too, so I don't want to create tension in their relationship.
Well, the venue is only going to throw out a number today. It's not like you guys have to agree to it and sign the contract today, right? So if you're all in that meeting and that number is signed, it's not like... or that number is discussed, it's not like there's a lot of negotiation going on. They're just throwing out the number. So, right? I mean, you don't book it that day, do you?
No, you can take time to think about it and crunch the numbers and you figure out if that's the venue you want to choose.
I think I would just go in there with everybody and let everybody hear the number. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't negotiate anything just yet and then let it play out when you get out of the place.
See, that's what I'm thinking, but I'm also, like, so set on this venue and so nervous about them not having my date. Like, I would even be willing to change my date for this venue so far. I love it that much. So I am hoping to, like, at least maybe sign a contract or put down a deposit or something the day of viewing it.
So, Lois, if I inject you with truth serum here, okay, and you're on the voice disguiser and we've changed your name, so you're going to the, you're not venue hopping. You, this is the place you want. So you're going to tour the venue, and you know your dad is frugal. And while yes, you know your fiance's family is frugal, they are also very well off. So by having her there could actually work to your advantage. In that if Pops is like, this is an exorbitant amount, mom-in-law can step up and be like, we'll help cover it. That way you can have your dream wedding.
In an ideal scenario, if that was the case, that would be so amazing if that happened. But then I'm like, would that make my dad feel uncomfortable? I don't know. But I also think I agree with you guys. I do, like, overthink scenarios and try to have everything, like, planned out to the T. What's this person going to say? How are they going to feel? And my fiance, like, whenever that happens, he's always like, I don't know how your brain, like, how you think about this many steps ahead.
Yeah.
I've never met someone like this.
I think this about Mo all the time, but I say it to my fiance all the time, how exhausting their life must be, thinking about things from every single angle.
You certainly sound like a day of me in my head.
Yeah, I think
you are overthinking this for sure.
I think all you can do is let it play out.
I'm not the only one.
No,
it ain't just you.
Not even close.
The Burt Show.